China news gives soybeans a bounce. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Over the weekend, U.S. and Chinese trade officials announced proposed tariffs were being put on hold. In addition, China said it plans to significantly increase purchases of U.S. goods and services, including energy and agricultural commodities. Soybean futures responded with gains of more than 25 cents per bushel Monday, but an analyst says the focus quickly returns to weather. More after this. Stuart Peterson Senior Market Advisor Naomi Bloom says the soybean market found really good support when China and the U.S. announced they were working together to resolve trade issues.
The trade had been pretty scared because China was saying it was going to be a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans, and so now that's off the table, and the market found some support on that. Now, that also came at a key technical area on the daily charts, so that $10 price support area. So those who had been sellers of the market had confidence to stop selling, turn around and be buyers, and that's what lifted the market higher.
She tells Brownfield the news on China stopped the down cycle in soybeans, but the market won't rally any more on that until the Chinese follow through with their commitments. Bloom says weather, both in the U.S. and elsewhere, has turned friendly to prices.
Argentina, the soybean harvest there is not progressing as well as what the trade would like. About 70% harvested, and it's usually a much more aggressive pace. It's been too wet down there, and they've had some bushels lost because of that.
Looking ahead, Bloom is cautiously optimistic about another seasonal rally between mid-June and early July, depending on the weather.
Now the market is set up. It's very supportive, and I do think that we see soybeans go and retest the highs from where they were at earlier in this year. I do feel that corn has the ability to work about 25 to 30 cents higher from where it's at right now, but then we're going to be at some major overhead resistance levels. December corn is going to have one heck of a time getting above 450 futures. For it to get through 450 futures, it would mean bad weather here in the United States, bad weather in China, and even dry conditions in Russia. That's the type of thing to make the market move higher. So on these rallies, it's going to be a great opportunity to get current with old crop sales, new crop sales, and then looking at buying puts with anything that's unpriced, because weather is everything going forward for the next month.
And she's paying close attention to the outside markets.
Crude oil still is trending higher. There's technical targets of close to $80 a barrel on the upside there. But that U.S. dollar's been rallying as well. And anytime that U.S. dollar is higher, it makes it harder for other countries to import our products because it's more expensive based on currency conversions. So we have to keep an eye on that as well. But things look supportive for the grain markets. Everybody in the world is trying to get along. And if you're a producer out there, make sure that you make cash sales on the rallies that are going to be coming over the next few weeks.
That's Naomi Bloom with Stuart Peterson. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.